It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Adrian?
I'm hopped up for some puzzling. And before we launch into it, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Eric Shaken of Westlake Village, California. I turned on the TV and saw anger, evil, slander, and ruin. It was all pleasant news. What channel was I watching and what specifically was on the screen? Well, the channel was probably ESPN, and you were watching NHL hockey standings that were on the screen, because the words anger, evil, slander, and ruin can be found in the middle of Rangers, Devils, Islanders, and Bruins, which are all NHL teams in the Northeast.
That is a clever one. I like it. There were more than 100 correct entries, and this week's winner is Bill Hoffman of Helena, Montana. Bill, congrats.
Thank you.
Bill, how did you figure out the answer to this week's puzzle?
The word slander started to just gnaw at me, and then I realized that the challenge said I saw the word, so I assumed maybe it wasn't just complete words. And slander became Islander, and then Bruins and Devils and Rangers fell right into place.
Well, nicely done. I have to ask, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Off and on for many years. In the very early years, I was living and working in Yellowstone Park and didn't have radio connection. But after we moved out of the park, pretty much every Sunday for a long time.
Nice. And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I play pickleball with a sleeping giant pickleball club here in Helena. Cook, fish, work the New York Times puzzles, and enjoy living in Montana.
Bill, out here living the dream.
We think so.
Hopefully we can make this part of the dream, Bill. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready.
Okay. Will, take it away.
All right, Bill. The theme of today's puzzle is AI. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word has a long A vowel sound and the second word has a long I vowel sound. For example, if I said facial feature indicating insincerity, you would say fake smile.
Okay.
So here you go. We'll start really easy. Number one is numbers after 6, 7.
8, 9.
That's it. The shortest distance between two points.
A straight line.
That's it. Fear of speaking before a large audience.
No, it's not coming to me.
And let's say that you're an actor and you are afraid.
Stage fright.
You got it. Direct interaction with someone one-on-one.
FaceTime.
Good job. One of two things on the rear of a car.
Taillight.
Good. A two-wheeler you can pedal off-road.
A mountain bike?
Well, you need a long A sound in that first word. Bike is right. What would you ride the bike on? A little path through Yellowstone, maybe?
Trail bike.
Trail bike, is it? An injury that might come with venom.
Snake bite.
That's it. Have a short break.
Short break.
You're working hard and you want a short break, you might what?
Take 9?
Take is right. Uh-huh. What's a different number?
Take 5.
Take 5, is it? What cuts a porterhouse or T-bone?
Steak knife.
Right. An increase in salary.
A pay raise or pay hike.
Pay hike, is it? A manicurist's implement.
A nail file.
That's it. An astronaut's trip.
A space.
It's when you're in the rocket and you travel around the Earth or over to the moon, you would be on what?
I want to think walk, space.
And also you would do an airplane, same thing, an airplane.
Space ride.
I'll just tell you, it's a space flight.
Flight, okay, thank you.
That was close enough.
Like corn stalks that reach halfway up the body.
Corn stalks that reach halfway up the body?
Uh-huh, like those, it's an adjective. First of all, what's halfway up the body with a long A sound?
Waist.
Yes. And those corn stalks would be waist what?
Waist high.
That's it. And your last one is a fearsome shark.
Great White.
Great White. Good job.
Nicely done, Bill. How do you feel?
I feel great. It's been a bucket list to be chosen for this, so I'm excited.
Well, you did an amazing job, and for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about that at npr.org/puzzle. Bill, before you go, tell us, what's your member station?
YPR, and I also listen to KGLT in Bozeman.
That is Bill Hoffman of Helena, Montana. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both.
And Will, can you tell us what next week's challenge is?
Yes, it comes from Peter Gwen, who writes for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Name something many hospitals have in 7 letters. Rearrange the letters to name 2 things that you can get inside a hospital, 4 and 3 letters each. So again, name something many hospitals have in 7 letters. Rearrange those letters to name 2 things that you can get inside a hospital, 4 and 3 letters each. What things are these?
So, puzzlers, you've got your assignment. When you have an answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page, and remember, just 1 entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, August 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with puzzle editor of the New York Times and Puzzle Master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks again, Will.
Thanks a lot, Adrian.